We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I just wanted to do a quick little catch up with Rami Makhlouf, if everybody's cool with that.
What's going on, Bart? I'm cool with that. I don't know if everybody else is, but I'm cool with it.
I see that when you go on with Sparky, he bills you as from 670 the score now. That's
yeah, which technically I guess is true. I was part of their draft night coverage, which is kind of a big deal. You know, they had the number one pick in the draft. They called up your boy to go out there and talk about it. So I thought that was pretty cool and kind of a big deal. So technically, yeah, I am from 670 the score, technically.
Well, that was a big draft for the Chicago Bears, if I may.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it really was.
I think they're going to be good. But then I thought that Justin Fields would be good. But I still think Justin Fields can be good. I think the Bears messed him up.
So do I. Yeah, and I think Caleb Williams could be good if the Bears don't mess him up. But they've been messing up quarterbacks my whole life, Bart. I'm not going to get carried away with the excitement or the optimism. I can't anymore. I can't. I think Justin Fields was the last one that I could, like, legitimate. And that's no, but no fault of Caleb Williams. He's a generational prospect and talent from what they're telling me. I should be excited about him and what he's done and how he's gotten here and that he was the number one pick. But it's because of the Bears and a lifetime of trauma that I there's only a limit. There's, like, a limit to which I can get excited about the Bears and a quarterback.
I will say that one thing that was weird leading up to it was all these people talking about his fingernail phone case or his, you know, whatever. But ever since he's been drafted, I think that those have just been little, like, the combination of all that he seems like he's kind of cool. And it's like he's like a cool guy. And being the Bears quarterback seems like it's cool. So that's different, at least.
Yeah, I don't care about any of that. Honestly, I don't give a shit about any of that. Bart, throw touchdowns, man. Win games. That's all I care about. Wear a dress, paint your fingernails, pink phone case. I don't care what you do. Just don't do anything so stupid during the week that you can't be on the field. And then when you're on the field, throw touchdowns and win games, which is how I told you all you should handle Aaron Rodgers when he started getting annoying. Just ignore all the, like, if you don't like it, it's not that I don't, I have no problem with any of it, but even if you don't like it or it rubs you the wrong way, who gives a shit? Like, if you're a Bears fan, all that should matter is that he goes out there and he wins football games.
I mean, the color of your phone case is a little different than listening to and subscribing to, like, Aubrey Marcus and all these weird shit guys that I never knew of until Rodgers goes on their show. And Rodgers never does, like this is gonna be like a 20-minute little catch-up between boys. Rodgers never does 20 minutes. It's like, hey, the new Rodgers podcast dropped. It's a day and a half. You have to listen to it in chapters.
That's the trend in podcasting now, though, which is weird to me, though, Bart, because I remember when podcasting first started and it was like the thing was like, oh, it's only 25 to 35 minutes. You don't have to invest in a 4-hour show, not as a listener, not as a content creator. You know what I mean? And now, like, Cat Williams is on with Shannon Sharp for 16 hours Joe Rogan is interviewing Elon Musk for 46 hours. Like, I don't know. Why are we going back in that direction where, like, this short-form content platform that we had is going to this incredibly long-form platform? I'm not here for it. The Rami and Drew show, I keep, like, hour max, and more nights than not, I'm telling Drew to shut the fuck up and let's keep this thing to 35, 45 minutes and let me go on with my life.
So you guys had a nice run of Bucks coverage, but now you can't do that.
Yeah, I think we're going to get back at it tonight. Drew was sick for a few days, and he texted me earlier saying he wanted to do some podcasting tonight. So I'll get back to him after I get off with you and say, yeah, let's do that. Let's talk some bullshit for a little bit. Not for 4 hours, though.
No, God, no. Hey, you come over and then spend the night, and we'll wake up and finish. God, ridiculous. What I did want to talk to you was about our Wolves, which we'll get to in a second.
Yes, sir.
And just like you jumped onto the Bucks, I'm jumping onto the Wolves. Although you jumped onto the Wolves.
There's no rules against that. Yeah.
What was your takeaway from the Brewers and Cubs first series of the season? They both lose on Wednesday afternoon, so I still think they're in like a tie for first place. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Craig Counsell goes there, and that's a whole thing. And I think it is like we should be able to bitch about it, whatever. I don't think Cubs fans should kind of control our feelings on that. I will say why I'm disappointed in Cubs fans is that they care about the Brewers more than they pretend to.
No, they don't.
A lot of your big aggregator blue checkmark accounts, man. It's a lot of Brewers talk on there.
I mean, Obvious Shirts gets into it with you guys a lot. Who you're friends?
Oh, we're friends now.
Yeah. But that's not media. I don't know if that I have to explain this to people that clothes aren't media. Clothes are clothes. I don't see guys from The Score or ESPN 1000 or CHGO Sports like putting a lot of time and energy into the Brewers. And man, I think Brewers fans are offended by that. Like they want the hate, they want the vitriol, they want this to be like a two-way back and forth thing. But for most of us, it's really not, man. We hate the Cardinals and we don't have much hate left to give after all that we pour into the Cardinals bucket. Bart, you know where I stand. I'm a Cubs fan, first and foremost. They're my favorite team in sports, not just in baseball. They're my favorite team in all of sports. But if the Cubs aren't going to win the division, and they're not going to win the division every year, shit, I hope it's the Brewers. You know what I mean? I got nothing against the Brewers. And I think most Cubs fans are the same way. They're indifferent, if anything, about the Brewers, or at least as indifferent as you can be about a team in your division. You know what I mean? I kind of like.
Well, yeah, I mean, they care more about the Brewers than they do the Reds, right? Or the Pirates.
As far as watching the standings right now,
a lot of Cubs fans are saying we hate the Cardinals. You're not spending 2 minutes of oxygen on the Cardinals.
I'm going to the Brewers Cardinals game this Friday just to root against the.
Oh,
Cardinals.
I'm going Saturday.
Oh, you son of a bitch! I got to work Saturday. But yeah, I'm going just because I hate the Cardinals, and I want to have a few beers and hope they lose a baseball game. You know what I mean? So, like, the Brewers are the number one competition in the standings right now. I think it's going to be the Brewers and the Cubs down throughout the season and down the stretch. But they don't dethrone the Cardinals as the team that I hate the most. The Brewers are. They're fine. I got nothing against the Brewers. I think most Cubs fans have very little against the Brewers.
I think the thing that bothers me the most is right now, like, sure, we don't like the Cubs. They would be any Brewers fan's number one rival, I think. But we don't like the Cubs. We hate Counsell. And so when we're on little Brewers Twitter talking shit about Counsell and then Cubs fans jump into it, no, this doesn't concern you. We were betrayed. This isn't about the Cubs. It's about our feelings. Leave us alone.
You know, if it's messy between your significant other and their ex, you don't have to get involved in that. Like, that that can just be between them and let him or her resolve that and figure it out and get whatever closure that they need. You don't need to stick your nose in that. So I agree with you. I feel no need to. All I've said is I don't blame him. I think most people would do what he's done. And B, like the scorned ex is not a good look for you. It's not a good look for you. And C, the person you should really be mad at is Mark Antanasio for even letting this dude sniff open waters and find the Cubs and let the Cubs find him. That's where I stand. But if y'all want to be bitter, go ahead and be bitter. I'm not going to get in your way.
Rami Makhlouf, Into the Winklerverse. We are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Happy Place Hemp, the promo code is BART for 25% off each and every order. The tinctures, the balms, the gummies. I will say, if you're someone that likes results and you like quick action, the seltzers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, a little seltzer before bedtime?
I did a little seltzer before a Bucks game. And I thought, oh, this will like hit me at halftime. I was loopy in the cab ride.
Oh, when you were going to the Bucks game?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. And I was like talking to strangers, and I even recognized it. Like, I was saying things that I was like, it was like I was a new person. I was a new character. People were like, who are you? I go, I don't know. But it felt right. Anyway, 25% off all their products. HappyPlaceHemp.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
The other thing I want to talk to you about, it's not like the biggest bet in the world, but in watching the Timberwolves and the Suns, and I should have done earlier, but I thought, oh, the Timberwolves will win the series because them and the Nuggets and the Thunder, like, they've been battling. I know the regular season does matter. But for those three teams, they've been battling for a number one seed. And I think the Timberwolves have kind of found themselves through that. They crush the Suns. They have not lost yet in these playoffs. They go into Denver, the toughest home environment, the whole altitude in sports, and they win two games. Or put $40 down. I put $20 down, Pato, to win 200. But the guy next to you, which you should not do, because this is like urinal etiquette. You don't look over the guy.
Yeah.
He looks at what I'm betting.
Oh.
And he's like, oh shit, that's a good bet. I'm like, wait, excuse me, sir. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then he was all hyped about Anthony Edwards. So I'm like, ah, fuck it. So I put in another 20. So I need them to win the title. I'll win $400. But
why not let the guy like glom onto your bet or you know, like take a little something from you? Why is that a faux pas? I don't understand.
I think that's a situation you're supposed to look ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, like you said, like a urinal. All right. So it's a I didn't know it was a personal private thing. I thought you were saying it out loud.
I made a bet, and the font's very small, so he had to like beeline.
I only placed a bet on sports one time. It was in Vegas, and I did it on like a machine. I did it on like a punch, you know, like a touch screen. I always thought that if you went up to the window and placed a bet, that you were just like, because this is how it's done in the movies. You're like 400 on Anthony Edwards and the Wolves, like to the person, the clerk.
You can do that. Yeah, you can do that there, yeah.
So I thought it was like a public declaration. I didn't know that there was.
I was on a kiosk. He was looking at my kiosk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's not cool. That's like walking up behind you at the ATM and looking at your PIN.
I think exactly. But because he did that, I might win $200 more if they win the finals because I put in $20.
Then you should thank him. And I think that they might win the finals, man. That's a really good team. And like you said, they were jockeying for that one seed all season long, and they lost Anthony Edwards. They lost Karl Anthony Towns for a stretch there with an injury, and that's when they kind of fell out of that race. Having him back in the lineup is an absolute game changer, and that might be the best team in the West. They looked like one of, if not the best team in the West, for much of the season. Bart, they're stacked. People talk about like Anthony Edwards and Cat and Gobert, but Naz Reid and Mike Conley and you look down their bench, like that's a really, really good roster that they've put together up there.
And the coach, I mean, we don't, like the average person doesn't know Chris Finch until he blew out his knee. But then the first guy that they get up there and talk about is how he changed their defense. And because you've spent time there, like I saw Judd do a video where he's like, guys, I know you think this is like fake, but this is a good team. I know like in Minnesota, we can't ever accept that. But he's comparing it back to like the 87 and 91 Twins just because, you know, and it's kind of similar to the Bucks. I think, you know, you can't believe it's actually happening.
Right.
And so if you are a Timberwolves fan, embrace it. But the Timberwolves, they've been in the playoffs the last couple of years. They've learned. They know. Okay, so quick jump on the Dan Shaney YouTube. I had to move right next to the modem. Upstairs by my kids' stuffies.
Oh, is that what that is? I couldn't tell.
We cross streams here.
Oh, you can't do that. Did you see the... Did you see the poster for the new Superman movie, by the way? Since you just held up a Superman plushie.
Yeah, why is everybody mad about it?
I don't know. People are going to be mad, Bart, at anything. Like, there's nothing you can take away from that that tells you anything about the movie and whether or not it'll be good. But people are going to be mad no matter what you put out.
All right, well... I tried to ask you about the Wolves fans if you have any shitty answer.
Oh no, I do. I caught the part where you were talking about the Wolves fans, then you froze up. I was talking about myself as a Bears fan earlier, Bart, and how I can only let myself get to a certain level of excitement and optimism. They have it far worse. And not just as Wolves fans, as Minnesota sports fans. They haven't won anything since those Twins teams that you mentioned in the late 80s and early 90s. In any sport, the Vikings have never won a Super Bowl. The Timberwolves literally had the worst win percentage in all of American professional sports since their inception 27 or 28 years ago, whatever it was. So I understand them being reluctant to jump all in or put their full heart into this thing, only to have it broken again. But man, That's a team worth believing in. That's a stacked team over there, starting with Anthony Edwards. And Bart, I don't know if I've ever said it to you, but I've said it in multiple places, and I got cross looks when I've said it and raised eyebrows. For at least 2 years now, I've been saying, don't be surprised if Anthony Edwards ends up being the best player in this league. And if anything, he might get there faster than I thought he would. That dude's an absolute killer and maybe the most explosive athlete in the NBA right now. So that's a squad that I think can go deep and maybe win the whole thing.
Well, we were talking about like in 5 years, who's going to be the face of the league. But we did that 3 weeks ago. And in those 3 weeks, he's almost become right now the face of these playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's been the brightest shining star in the playoffs, the most consistent guy as far as throwing up huge stat lines on the biggest stage and against good competition. Yeah, man, he's taking the torch and absolutely running with it. And I love it. I love it, man. I've liked that dude ever since he came into the league. I was leaving Minnesota just as he was coming in, but I was there long enough to see, you know, all the hype and the interviews when a guy's the number one pick in the draft. And I loved the dude immediately before I even knew what kind of ball player he was. Because, Bart, you know I'm not the biggest college basketball guy. But just on personality alone, and I posted I retweeted a tweet on is it Twitter anymore? X, whatever the fuck it is, of an interview. An interview almost, early on.
It's equally bad to call it X as it is to try to figure out what it's called.
I'm sorry. We're just going to call it Twitter. You know what? I've been saying that, and I broke my own rule. I reposted a clip on Twitter from right after he got drafted, and he was like, anything. He was like, baseball, football, cooking, whatever. Whatever it is, I'm going to win, and I'm going to be the best at it. And I love that competitive edge and that killer instinct that dude has, man. And I think that is what he has over a lot of young stars in the game right now.
Well, I wish he would have had a different path in life and been a fiber internet installer so that I could get the internet I'm fucking paying for.
You too, huh? Aren't you hardwired?
No.
Oh, you told me to hardwire. I had you on the first Rami and Drew, and I was like, what advice do you have for me? And we were having similar issues that day, and you said, hardwire so that we don't have issues like this. Take your own advice, Bart.
I just need a new modem or fucking whatever, and I asked them about it, and they somehow made it worse. They're like, oh, no, that's an easy problem. We'll just click a button for you. And then, like, I didn't have internet for a month.
Do you have problems? Does your computer get worse every time it updates? Because mine gets worse every time. Updates are supposed to make it better, aren't they? Mine gets worse.
They send you updates because they're trying to make you update your equipment. They want you to get a new phone, so they send you an update with more viruses.
My battery does die faster every time a new iPhone comes out. My battery gets a little bit worse than that.
Well, that's all that I can talk to you. I have to.
Already? We're done?
Yeah, I have to go.
All right. Well, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it feels short. Don't. But we'll talk again. It was nice to catch up at least.
Love you, buddy. Let's go to, we're going to miss each other this weekend, but let's catch a ball game soon sometime.
Okay.
All right. We're both not doing anything during the day. Next day game. Let's get together, catch a ball game.
Okay, we can.
All right, let's do that.
Bye, Rami.
See you, Bart.